الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات للألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. وقال الله تعالى: ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا. وقال الله تعالى: قلت الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه، من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم إذا شاء انشره ثم مات فأكبره ثم إذا شاء انشره كلا لم يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقدما وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وربا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في نزول إن في خلق السماوات والأرض ويل لمن قرأها ولم يتفكر فيها. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قوما تفكروا إلى الله في الله عز وجل، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: تفكروا في خلق الله ولا تتفكروا في الله فإنكم لم تقدروا قدره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فانظر إلى آثار رحمة الله كيف يحيي الأرض بعد موتها إن ذلك لمحيي الموتى ولا كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, actually we are in this world and we have to use our mind to do those things which are better for us in the life hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us three main systems in our body. One is mind, which is called aql in Arabic. The other is spiritual heart. And third is our nafs. And these three all are having their own functions. Aql is to control something, to calculate something, to get knowledge of something, to implement that knowledge, to keep the results of experience and to implement them at their time needed. And our spiritual heart has iman and kufr, space for this, space for sentiments, feelings, likings, dislikings. These all are concerning heart. And nafs, it's actually the system which on one hand looks after the needs of the body which are really required, but also it extends to those wishes which can never be satisfied till that limit that it reaches. So one small thing to consider first: if we know that our nafs can demand for anything which cannot be satisfied, which cannot be achieved, so what should we do? We should control that. So this is the difference in Muslim and non-Muslim, that non-Muslim also controls his nafs, but for the worldly things. For example, a shopkeeper, he's sitting
in his shop. Any child comes and tells him, give me this. Then I guess, no, this nut. Many times, and he has to do it. Although he may lose his temper, but he controls himself. Because he knows, if I lose temper, and if people know it, that I am losing temper, they will not come to my shop. So therefore, he does not lose temper. It is use of mind. It is use of aql for this purpose. If a person is a servant, and he knows his boss is doing wrong, and he may lose his temper, he does not, because he knows, if I do it, my service will be finished, and I will be having problems. I will be suffering from it. So similarly, many things in life we see that we use our mind to control our nafs, to control our feelings. Once there was a buzurg, a waliullah. He was having daughter of his sisters, and she was actually mental. So she was kept in house all the time, but sometimes she would come out because she was mental. And she would be saying those things which a lady cannot say outside. So that Waliullah was very, very much feeling bad for it. So once the doctor who was sitting with that Waliullah, when he saw that this Waliullah is feeling too much about this, so he said, we all are of the same nature. But as she is mental, she cannot control her wasavis, and we can control our wasavis. We don't speak at that, but she can't speak at that because she is mental. So by this way, he convinced that buzzer. So it means the thing which is helpful in this regard to control our feelings, to control our thinking, to control our knowledge even. Because there are many types of knowledge one cannot disclose. One should not disclose. But he does know it. So this is actually the job of mind and aql. And the job of nafs and job of heart, you know. So if we know something that we have to achieve it, which is better for us, so then what we should do, we start doing fikr, thinking about it. And by their thinking, we do decide something. What fikr is? Actually, if we know two things, so from those two things, knowing third thing, this is fikr. Just like we know that winter, when it comes, it is dangerous for the health, that coldness. And we also know that when we wear warm clothes, so then can be resisted. If we use heaters, we can resist our coldness, that coldness. So then when winter comes, we arrange for the heaters and we arrange for the warm clothes. This is the third thing which is as a result, which is the result of that thinking. So as there is one akle ma'ash which is used for this purpose in this life, as I explained. Similarly, there is another aql, which is aql-e-ma'ad, which is related to the life hereafter and depends upon the messages given by messenger about life hereafter, which is Iman Bil-Ghayb. So by that Iman Bil-Ghayb, we know something from Quran and from Sunnah, and for that reason we can do fikr how to achieve success in the life hereafter, as I have recited the words of Quran, inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari laayatun lil albab الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا ولا جنوبا ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والارض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed in takhleeq of heavens, it means the takhleeq of kainat, and changing of the days and night with each other, there are signs for the wise people. And then Allah subhanahu says, who are the wise people? So there are those who remember Allah subhanahu ta'ala while standing, sitting and lying on their sides, and ponder over the creation of heavens and earth. So see the situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers those people wise who do this thing, who do zikr in all conditions, and they do fikr. So it means if a person is doing fikr but he does not do zikr, then he might be mufakkir but he not be wise person. We may not be wise person according to Allah's word. But if he is performing zikr and also fikr, then he is wise person. Why? Because if a person is doing fikr only and not zikr, so that will be for akli maash, for this world. So he's not wise, because he's preferring this world over there, which is not a wise work. But if the person is doing zikr also and doing fikr also, then it means by that zikr he will be getting aqli ma'at, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will be doing fun to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for that purpose he will be doing fikr what to do. So he will be the wise person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, did we not make the earth as a wide expanse and the mountains as peaks? And have we not created you in pairs and made your sleep for rest and made the night as a covering and made the day as means of subsistence? And have we not built over you the seven firmaments and placed therein a light of splendor? And did we not send down from the clouds water in abundance that you may produce therewith come and vegetables and gardens of vegetation? Actually, it's actually invitation for the fikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invite us to do fikr on these things. Because nothing can be done by itself. According to our Newton law, first law of motion, F is equal to ma, if a thing is stationary, it will remain stationary unless and until it is accelerated, it is moved. If a thing is in motion, it will be in motion unless and until it is resisted by a force. So it means for each and every thing there should be some file. Some person responsible for that work. So these all things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. Are these not present? Are you not seeing these things? Are you not getting the advantages of these things? Are you not involved in these things? So these all things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares very good means for our fikr. And then Allah says, then let man look at his food, or that we pour forth water in abundance, and we split the earth in fragments, and produce then come and grapes and nutritious plants and olives and dates, and enclose gardens dense with lofty trees and fruit and fodder for use and convenience for you and your cattle. In the previous paragraph there was one thing. Have we not made these mountain peaks? So I tell you the latest research about one thing. China has made a very, very great bridge. Very long, very great bridge. So, astronomer has calculated a change in the rotation of the Earth by some microseconds because of that bridge. It means if these mountains would not be there, so this earth could be imbalanced. It could be shaky. And nobody would be stable. It would be all times in the quick. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this stationary, not stationary, but it looks stationary. Because the motion is smooth. That motion would not be smooth. So see, the situation is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala previous tells, have we not made these mountains peaks? Because we see, if you want to have a balance, for example, on a pivot, there is some plank. So if weight is here more, so it will come down. If here more, it will come down. And if on both sides equal, so then it will be balanced. It will be on the same level. So, similarly, this earth has been balanced by these things. Not only this earth, but the solar system has been made balanced by the planets. And the astronomers calculated the weight of planets accordingly by this balance. So it means everything is by a close calculational facts. So therefore we have to see this. Is this possible that it has happened just by itself? Once Newton was using a solar system made by wood to show the solar system to the students, and his friend came who was atheist. He asked Newton, who has made this solar system? It means this wooden solar system. He said it has been built by itself. Nobody has built it. No, I'm asking because I have to request someone to make it for me also. I like this. So you tell me, who is that? He said, no one has made it. By itself it isn't. So again he asked. He said, you are thinking that the actual solar system is by itself made. So why not this wooden solar system made by itself? So it means we have to think about these things. And I think in for today, inshallah, we shall continue this discussion for more times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us complete iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the things which has been revealed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and told to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رحمن.